to Shara, I'd like to, you know, just at least, you know, raise some of those interesting discussions quickly. So tomorrow at 1, but we'll try to also get in the Chelek part. I think we're in the middle of discussing attitude towards Agadat. I want to speak about the Rambam and the Akdama and the Maral a little more, because we can use that for a different context, and then to start speaking maybe about some of the topics there too. So we'll do our best. So tomorrow at 1 o'clock, but probably we'll break it up. Again, on Tuesday for sure, beginning Pshara, and I'll probably give you the extra Makoros. Have people started going to Pshara already?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Okay, we'll try to do that quickly, and then some of the other little things in the Gemara until we get to, you know, Ches and Tes, and, you know, hopefully we'll move along. Okay, so I think the last thing that we were discussing, so that way if we have to finish a little earlier today, we'll make it up for tomorrow. The last thing that we were discussing was the din of Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just want to discuss that, and then a little bit about Issur V'Hefter, and a little more on the Marik. Yeah, whatever we can do, whatever we can get in today, we'll get in today, and whatever we don't, we'll continue with tomorrow. So we were discussing the Ksos, and I wanted to talk also about the Minchas Chinuch as well. So the background was that the din of Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula, which is a very fascinating halacha, and one which is hashkafically very, again, it's hard to pin it down. It could mean more than one thing. It probably means both of those, two or three of those things, but very fascinating halacha. And as we know, we don't need to repeat the Rishalmi part, the Bavli part, the Rambam's role, the question of, you know, it applying to Netilas Rishos, the question of it possibly applying even to Ellen K. Natal Rishos Mirabo. But part of the question to examine, as we were discussing, is what are the parameters of where do you draw the line, basically, in Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula? In other words, you could take, in theory, two opposite extreme positions. Jonathan? Two opposite extreme positions? Yeah. If I just, I mean, this, you can't get it wrong. It's not a, I mean, if I said to you, like, there's a requirement of being Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula.
I would say it's a licensing.
Okay.
Or it's
kavod. What do you mean kavod? We're talking about, in other words, you can't give somebody, again, we know that you can give somebody a license, you know, in a particular mikzoa, or you can exclude a particular mikzoa that we've discussed. And, however, the Kiddush of the Rambam, based on the, you know, the Yerushalmi or possibly also the Babli, whatever, is fine. You can limit him. You can limit him in time. You can limit him in scope, right? I should also add, by the way, if I never have, that Rabbeinu Chananel has a slightly different reading about the Tanai. In the Gemara, says, you can limit him in scope, and then you can also impose a Tanai. Anybody catch, for the Rambam, the Tanai is, you know, you can paskin, you know, now, or under these conditions, or until X comes to town. How does Rabbeinu Chananel, by the way, read that Gemara? Just Agav? What? Yeah, no, it's not so much a condition that, you know, a time limit, but it is an initial condition. Right. That's the Kiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a little bit different than the Rambam. Anyways, but this requirement of being Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula is a sensational thing. Right, so, you know, if you're only going to paskin Isser V'Heter, so, you know, you have to be Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula. So, Jonathan, you're, that's what I'm asking you. Like, what? How do you understand it? So you said either it's a question of, let's say I said to you, you're constructing, you're the architect, you know, for this halachic principle. You know, how far would you go with it? That's a pretty big license. I'm showing a lot of confidence in you. Okay. I said, there's a requirement of Royal Horus B'chol HaTorah Kula. Like, how extreme do you want to go with this? So it knowledge base is one element of it, right? I mean, in the Rambam, we know that there's a knowledge base element for sure, and even that we need to define better. But it could be that beyond knowledge base, there are other factors. Let's say that for technical reasons, you are disqualified from practicing in a certain area in halacha. right? Does that also disqualify you? And it's in theory, one would have thought that the question of knowledge and the question of some other psul, right, might be different. Might be better, might be worse, might be different. But within knowledge, all I'm trying to really establish is that within knowledge and within psulim, there are also different places to draw the line. Right? In a bigger sense, I guess we could say, this is really what I'm asking Jonathan, that in a bigger sense, which one could say that there are some very logical places to draw the line, where it's understandable both on a knowledge level and on a psul gavra level, let's say, that if you're disqualified in miktsoa A, that it makes sense that that's going to spill over in terms of miktsoa B. Right? Because if you're not we've been trying to explain on the knowledge level, certainly. But if either this is about stature, which is what I thought you were saying before, in other words, korolei rebbe, if you're really deficient, you have glaring, gaps in your knowledge. So then, are you really korolei rebbe? Are you really enough of a chacham? Moreover, in terms of again what I keep calling attunement. You could call, halachic intuition, the ability to note for other paradigms or just to be, at one with the rhythm of the system. Those two are different things too, right? But, some of them are very critical and very obvious. But once we reach the outer limits, of this, let's take the knowledge part of it for the moment. Let's say, do you need to know at, every moment, every halacha on the books, and also if we want to draw the line at another place, right, every technical application too. I mean, you need to know the math of the Kiddush HaChodesh or the science and the anatomy of the treifas, or the geometry, some of Kelayim and Erevin. Do you really need to know all that too, or that's accessible knowledge, or that's more technical knowledge? And I think there's a double question. Both things I just said. Number one, if something is accessible to you, both in the halachos and in the application, you have, in other words, the means to solve that part of it. That's one part of it. And the other part, of course, is just in terms of the quality of the knowledge itself and the likelihood that it either detracts from you as a stature. Talmud Chacham, or in terms of that level of halachic instinct, and paradigms, and attunement, etc. So where are you going to draw the line when it comes to knowledge and knowledge base? Similarly, in the area of Psule Gavra, right, you might say, there are some technical requirements in general that could disqualify one from rendering decisions in certain areas of halacha, and then there are prerequisites or in some cases psulim that aren't just technical, but make a lot of sense within a certain category. And there too it breaks down into two types. One is that to render piskei halacha in certain areas you have to be on the highest of levels as a gavra, let's say. Maybe it's the perception of your stature by other people. Maybe it's a certain objective conditions. So we don't necessarily require that in all areas of halacha. Maybe to render piskei halacha as sifsei kohen yishmeru das in one area is different than in other areas. Okay, the more substantive it is, even if it's selective. The more it makes sense to say, you have to be roi lahoros b'chol tarakula. So, if lemaisa, you're not rendering in that area, you still need to be roi. But there are certain requirements, exeris hakasuv, something more technically connected, with an area that is, less transferable, big gavra in terms of your personal stature, or in terms of having the possibility of that experience, to enlighten you or to give you a certain perspective, right? There can be different levels of psule gavra, is what I'm saying. And some can be more universal, even if they don't apply throughout, but they can still be relevant and they can still be a shiur and others, you know, maybe less so. So we know from the Yerushalmi and we know from the Rambam that Roy Lahoris B'chol Torah Kula extends both on the knowledge level, right, and on the Gavra level, but we don't really know where, you know, to draw the line. And that's what I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes speaking about. So in the Rambam itself, based on the Yerushalmi, again, we have the first point, and we have the second point in one particular case. Namely, what's the particular case, Yosef? I said on the level of being, you know, general knowledge, you know, that seems pretty clear that there is such a notion, although we don't know exactly where to draw the line. Right? What about accessible things that you don't know, or is it principles, or is it details, or is it even technical implementation? We'll get to that in just a second, a little bit at least, we'll get to it. But we know that that's one area. The other area that the Rambam mentions, based on the Yerushalmi, is more of a psul, an objective kind of psul gavra that has nothing to do with knowledge. And that's the one that he mentions regarding the Rambam?
Summa.
Summa, correct. Summa b'yachas. Do we have the Rambam here? Anybody? I don't know why I keep... thank you. So the Rambam in Perek Dalet, the Sanhedrin, has... what's that? Yeah, if you don't mind. Which one? Is it Halacha Yud, right? Yeah. So it's interesting that there seems to be a discussion here. Why is... that's the one that the Rambam mentions as a Psul Gavra. He says chen kiyotze kol kiyotze baze, but that's the million-dollar question, right? What does kiyotze baze mean? Means anything, or it means things like it, and what is that hagdara of things like it? Now, the tricky thing about why is where's the summa b'achas me'enav excluded from?
Of
the guy, yeah. So is that the reason, and why is that? Right, so it sounds like something very particular to Re'ias Nagai, right? And if that's what the Rambam has in mind here, so then you have an example of a technical psul in one area, meaning Lamaisa, he cannot wear the hat of Mor Hora in Nagayim, and therefore pragmatically we don't care why or, you know, how transferable this is or isn't. It doesn't seem in Nagayim that because it's a higher standard of his acceptability or his stature, this is something very basic and very pragmatic, right? So it would seem. However, the problem is that Summa B'yachas, I don't want to spend too much time, but Summa B'yachas Me'enav has another issue, which is much more controversial in the Gemara. Namely, Rabbi? It's also partly an issue of mumim, right? So, and it's also interesting to note that the Rambam, this is a bit of a problem, in Perek Beis, Hilchos Sanhedrin, we've seen this before, the Rambam seems to say that Summa B'yachas Me'enav is okay. But the Rambam speaks about the requirements of a Sanhedrin. Here, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, Bezen Shel Shlosha, Shehaya Echad Mehem Ger, we'll get back to that in a second, Hariz Apostle Ajatia Imam Yisrael, Haya Echad Mehem Mamzer, we'll get to that, Afilu Shloshtan Mamzerin, Harelu Tsherin Ladun. Vechenim Haya Kol Echad Mehem Summa B'yachas Me'enav Kosher, Masha'en Kain B'Sanhedrin, Avala Summa B'Shteinav, Apostle Lakol. So here the Rambam says that there is a psul in Sanhedrin, right? Not just in Negaim, of Achas Me'enav. The question is, what is this based on? Is it because, there are again, two possibilities. One is because in Negaim, there's a pagam, and therefore, to be a sabach, you need royal horus b'chol Torah kula, and therefore, there's a pagam elsewhere. Or, is this part of the rubric of the requirement, right, to have a certain physical stature so that you will, it's a minui, it's a kind of a, you know, a public image, and the public image in this particular case matters. So, you know, you have to be yafa, and if you're a baal mum, then you're excluded. This is a discussion in the Nosa Kalim. What does the Rambam mean right here? Moreover, there's a problem in this Rambam anyway, Because the Rambam says that Suma B'yachas Me'enav works in Dinei Mamonos. And as we'll see in a moment, this is something that bothered the Minchas Chinuch very much. The Rambam says that Mamzer is Kosher Ladun. Suma B'yachas Me'enav is Kosher Ladun. Dinei Mamonos. Masha'en Kein B'Sanhedrin. The question is, what do you mean Masha'en Kein B'Sanhedrin? If he's Mufka B'Sanhedrin, but he can't be part of a Dinei Nefashos team, then presumably he's not Roy Lahoris B'Chol HaTorah Kula. Not Roy Lahoris B'Chol HaTorah Kula. He should be Mufka from Dinei Mamonos as well. So the difficulty is to figure out what's going on in this Rambam, and there are two, just as there are two schools of thought about what the problem of Achas, Sum Yachas Meinav is in regular Sanhedrin, whether it's because of Negoim or it's a din, it's part of the broader category of Mum, so too there are two schools of thought in reading this Rambam. One is that this Rambam is not referring to Smuchim. That would make it much easier, but it's not so simple. We know that the very next halacha on the Rambam, right, is which halacha? That was Perek Beis Halacha Tes. What's Perek Beis Halacha Yud, Adam? Ravachabrei Dravika, exactly, which we spent a lot of time on, this Rambam. Namely, the Rambam Shita, that Betzedek Tishpot Amisacha allows for a single Dayan, right? And there's a debate among the Achronim whether or not the Rambam's single Dayan Minat Torah for Ravachabrei Dravika is a Dayan Samuch, right? That's the view of the Nesivos and the Or Sameach. The Pashtus, the Rambam thinks that it's not a Samuch, right? Moreover, the same halacha, afa bishen bezdin, poksmi gimel mutar leechad ladun min haTorah, right? And then it'll be divrei sofer, machu shlosho shnayim shadanu en dinei din. Certainly, this is where the Rambam also points out that when it comes to hodos, v'halvos, that there's a din of gimel hedyotos, there's certainly not a din smuch. So when the Rambam says that suma biachas me'enav, and mamzerim, and so on, that they are effective only in dinei mamonos and not in Sanhedrin, is the Rambam referring to Hedyotos Shlichusayu, in other words, where there is no such din of Smuchim, in which case it's fine, or maybe even, you know, to Rabacha Breder of Ika, Dayan Echad, right, where, let's assume according to the majority of Achronim, there's no din of Samuch, or is the Rambam saying somehow that Suma V'Achas Me'enav and Mamzer and so on are even effective for Smuchim. The Suma B'Yachas Me'enav then would constitute a stira to what he says in Perek Dalad Halacha Yud. The Minchas Chinuch, I'll read the Minchas Chinuch inside in a second, is quite bothered by this and wants to know whether the din of the Rambam in Perek Dalad Halacha Yud isn't perhaps just l'chatchila but not b'di'eved. That's, you know, according to the perspective that indeed the Rambam meant even Samuch here, or another possibility based also on the Ksos, I'll read that inside in a second as well, that maybe there's a difference between the moment of Smicha, in other words, at the time of Smicha, he was Baruch Hashem, you know, he had, you know, the function of both eyes, okay? And then later on, for whatever reason, he developed this terrible condition. Right, and now he's a Suma B'Yachas Me'enav. That's an interesting question in its own right. Does he lose his status as a Samuch because now he's not Roy Lahoros B'Chol HaTorah Kula? Or it's a Shiur in the Zman, in a moment of Smicha? Well, so I'm going to read it to you inside in a second, but the Minchas Chinuch, you know, considers that maybe this will solve the Stira and the Rambam. But he's Doched. We'll see in a moment that the Ksos actually, you know, is mistopic about this generally, whether Roy Lahoris B'chol HaTorah Kula is a din in Somuch, the Gabra Som, the continuing status of Somuch, or it's a din in Kabbalas Smicha. And we'll see in a second that he basically concludes that maybe one should be Mechalek between different types of dinim in Roy Lahoris B'chol HaTorah Kula, but that maybe the din of Suma B'achas Me'enav Dafka is something which is a din in Mum. He doesn't think it's a din in Horas Negaim per se. It's a din in Mum. And when it comes to Mumim, basically he says there are two dinim. The din of, our dinim of Roy Lahoris B'chol HaTorah Kula that are determined by the moment of Kabbalah Smicha. And there are dinim that are din in Chalos, you know, continuing Smicha. OK? Okay. It's an interesting question, obviously, on several levels. It also belongs a little bit to the question whether or not, you know, smicha can be, you know, undone. You know, we had this in a different context in the Sugya Daf Yudalef Amud Aleph towards the beginning of the year. In other words, and I mentioned the Tshuva of the Melamed Lahoil on this topic, but this would be another, of course, a very different kind of an example of it. Not because, you know, Kali Stoll doesn't accept him or because he behaves in a manner inconsistent with that Minui, but because objectively, you know, he falls out of Roy Lahoros Korakula, or at least one aspect of Roy Lahoros Bekola Tarakula. So basically, if you take the problems and some of the, you know, perspectives on Perek Beis Halacha Tes together with Perek Dalid Halacha Yud, what we're encountering basically is a question about the range of this din and the impact of the din. Does it depend on the moment of smicha or not, or there are two dinim? What about suma? What about mams? We'll see in a moment the discussion about mams there. What about cholo? What about bekias? So on the bekias question, right, we have the Gemara on Hamad Beis, the Gemara that we have just, you know, pretty much completed. Again, in the discussion of Rav regarding Bechor. And the question, once again, is how to read the Gemara. Because if you zero in and you freeze frame the Gemara, right, so then the Gemara basically says that maybe the reason that Rav didn't get Yatir Bechoros, as we've discussed, the Gemara says two things, right? This is actually a diuk that just occurred to me when I looked at this again last night. I didn't really notice it before. But the Gemara says, my time, Elam Ibshim Deloy Chachim, HaKarminan Dechachim Tuva, Elam Ibshim Deloy Bekia Bemumi. So the Gemara says, Va'amar Rav, Shmonasar Chadashim Gadalti, right, Eitzel Roa, Behema, Leida Ezamum Kavua, Ve'ezamum Over. So again, if you could freeze frame the Gemara, it sounds like the Gemara considers the possibility that he didn't get Yatir Bechoros because he wasn't a Chacham in that area, right? Even though he did get Smicha Lidvarim, or he got Rishus at least, Lidvarim Acherim. Then there's another freeze frame in the Gemara, and that is it's because of his lack of Bekias. So both the Ksos and the way I read the Gemara when I read it was, you know, when he read it in the Shir was that there are two ways to read the Gemara. One is you can freeze frame these things and then it sounds like it's possible. It sounds like it's a qualification in Roy Lahor's Bechol Torah Kula. The other is that it's a kind of a, no, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. What do you mean? Part of what the Gemara is saying is he had to be a Chacham, he had to be a Baki because otherwise he's not a Roy Lahor's Bechol Torah Kula. I think those are two ways to read the Gemara, number one. A third point to add is that, as we keep saying, this Gemara is talking about Nasi and Reish Galusa, just because there's a din of Roy Lahoros Bechol Torah Kula in classical smicha doesn't mean that it applies to phase number two. Right. But again, that depends on the relationship of these phases. The fact that the Rambam and Pirshim Shais and Bechoros links them and that the Radvaz thinks that the Makar is this Gemara would militate a little bit against that. Anyway, it's interesting to note that both the Ksos and the Minchas Chinuch, I'll read them inside in just a second, zeroed in on the language of this Gemara to try to challenge the Rambam's din of Roy Lahoros and to try to figure out whether or not it applies. What I became more sensitive to when I was looking at this again last night in the Minchas Chinuch is the difference between the two. I'll show you just a second. The Minchas Chinuch in particular zeroed in on the Chacham part. You know, he says, I don't understand. You see from the Gemara's Havamina that Lo Chachim, that Roy Lahoros, you know, doesn't apply, or that we don't apply the din of Roy Lahoros. It's fascinating to me that he did not mention the Bekias part. I think that's the same with the Ksos. We'll see the Ksos language in a second. So why were they not bothered by both? Yeah.
Isn't it because Lo Bekias Mumi is that he knew all the dinim and he just didn't know the anatomy?
Exactly. So this is the point I want to make. Meaning 100%. So this is the point I want to make, and that is just like there are two, as I say, broad type of issues that we're dealing with here. One are the knowledge based questions, meaning how much of an expert, how much of a jack of all halachic trades, you know, is he? You know, but a master of all, not a master of none, right? meaning is he really an Ish Ashkolot, and how, you know, does that only mean, you know, the Yesodos? Does it also mean the Pratim? And does it even mean, you know, the pragmatic application, the anatomy, the astronomy, the, you know, the mathematical part, you know, etc.? Can you draw the line? Does it make sense to draw the line? If you ask me, it makes total sense to draw the line, you know, in one of those places, right? Especially if we're talking about, you know, his stature or his attunement, you know, in the ways that we've been discussing them. It's not a game, you know. Even, you know, Vishinanta Labanacha Shei Devei Torah Mechudadim Epicha Shem Yishalcha Al Tegam Game V'Tomar, which we've talked about a lot, meaning it's not a game. It's not just like, you know, show off your bekiyas. It's a shiur in mastery, you know, but of course, you know, it's about, you know, the important knowledge, you know, not necessarily, it's not a memory game, you know, and it's not a bekiyas contest. It's about being immersed in the subject matter, living and breathing it, and thinking that way, being an ish halacha, being, you know, somebody who, you know, who has a great command of this, you know, in terms of its scope and not just in terms of its, you know, its details. He knows how to get, you know, singular and particular, and he has a big picture, you know, as well. So to me, I think that's all. I'm going to read just the language. You'll see that I'm not making this up. So on that level, that's exactly what I was looking to say. On the level of, you know, Mamzer, Summa Miachas Me'enav, which becomes a big issue, you'll see in a moment, Minchas Chinuch speaks about Saris, right? So what's the issue of a Saris? A Saris cannot be a member of Sanhedrin, or Misha'en Lo Banim, right? Why not? Shua? Why not? What's wrong with Saris or Misha'en Lo Banim? Josh?
It's not compassionate.
Correct. It's a certain, it can, again, and you know, as we understand in all cases, right, you know, these are low plug general ideas which we're trying to, you know, define categories. Obviously, there can be individuals who are ein lahem banim and who are sarisim, I mean, these are terrible, challenges for people to live through, and of course they can rise above them. But, you know, just like, you know, the superficiality of yesh lamum, ein lamum, you know, we're low-plugging a lot of these things, but that's the way any legal system works, and that's the way the halacha works as well. But the idea is that a saris, or mishen labanim, you know, has a certain achzarius, or a certain less, likely has a less cultivated, you know, empathy, is really what it means. You know, it doesn't have to be achzari. He, you know, when you deal with children, or you deal with certain situations, it softens you in the sense that it opens... You know, it further develops your emotions, which in turn expand your, you know, deeper understanding of human nature and makes you more conscious of certain things, more sensitive of certain things. It's certainly true. It promotes like a certain deeper, you know, cultivation of personality, which is important for posek, and especially in Dini Nefashos, right, where compassion is built in to the structure. So, you know, a saris or mishe labanim, you know, is excluded. And this is part of the list of, you know, the dvarim which distinguish dine mamonis and, frankly, and dine nefashos. Oh. So the question is, and what about a saris in any other area of halacha or mishe labanim? What about in dine mamonis? A dine mamonis, right, the factor of rachmanus is less of an issue, obviously, because as we've discussed, it's only money, it's reversible. Anyways, this is a big issue which we're, you know, we've seen numerous times discussions about. There are two balei dinim, so do we focus on the fact that one is the aggressor, the other is the defendant, you know, and therefore we, you know, we look at one person's fate being more at stake than the others, or no, there's a contest between dine mamonis. You know, it's one bank account, the other bank account. It's true, it leaves one bank account, you know, bekum vasei, but everybody's, you know, finances are at stake here. It's really a contest. So what I'm trying to say is, both in terms of stakes, reversibility, and in terms of, you know, there even being a single or a factor of rachmanus, you know, we can be more dispassionate, and it's also just not the same kind of choices here. So Dini Momenus doesn't have this issue. Moreover, there can be areas in halacha where the being a little bit less empathetic is a good thing. How could that be? Is it conceivable? Halacha, less empathetic? Well, where?
Macy's.
Correct, Macy's. Because only in a situation, of course, where something is intolerable. Right, you know, just like a malek, you know, kolam arachem ala achzor. Sofa lios achzor b'makom rachmanos. So that's the idea of Macy's too, right? In Macy's, a lot of the bending over backwards, you know, let's give it another, you know, try. You know, let's try to see it, you know, and save his life. That gets thrown out the window, right? In Macy's. We'll discuss Macy's more when we talk about Arba Tzarech Tzrichim Achraza, and especially when we get to the sugya of Hasra, which we will get to in hopefully the next few weeks. So, in Macy's, a Saris is acceptable, right? But a Macy's is tried in a Sanhedrin. So there you have another interesting case where, you know, he's mufka midine nefashos. You know, it doesn't sound like he's mufka midine nefashos. It sounds like it's one of those dvarim, you know, which distinguishes, unless the point is not so much it distinguishes directly. You know, per se, it's a din in the fashos. Once it's a din in the fashos, you need smuchim. So then, per se, it's not roi lahoris b'chol tarko. Is that the pshat? It doesn't seem that way. But even if you wanted to say that that was the pshat, what are you going to do about dinei the fashos in the case of nasis? Right. So, and mishein lo, you know, mishein lo banim is mufka from being a dayan dinei mamanis. Very, very hard, you know, to think that that is true. And as we say, Mamzer and Chalal, these are people who are apparently, you know, the factor of Mumin, as the Rambam Paskins are Dinim in Sanhedrin. They're not seemingly Dinim and Dinim Mamanus. So is that only the Dinim Mamanus, Hodos, Valvos, Shlichusayu, Bismanazeh? Or is it even Dinim Knossos and Zelos Vachabolos and Ravacha Beid Ravika according to the Ksos, according to the Deceivus and the Yor Sameach? Yeah, Jonathan. What's that?
Is it intended as a paradigm, or is it just an example of a case in which one is less likely to have compassion? It could be more expensive to include others.
Well, again, you have to objectify these things, otherwise they, in a legal system, otherwise, you know, they become, you're not going to have a psychological, you know, court-ordered psychological evaluation, you know, for every dine and every dine nefashos case to see.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely, but the importance of mitos for the dine. How character influences.
Well, I think that part, frankly, that is the more personal parts of that, if you ask me, is part of the ishmi pi in the classical smicha part is part of ishmi pi ishmi Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, and the decision to give smicha to begin with. That's part of that. It's not taken lightly. Oh, you passed your bechinas. We don't know who you are. You passed your bechinas. We don't care who you are. You know, here's the title. Here's the license, Chalila. Part of the whole point is that you, again, even in modern smichas, which we've been trying to show, is very much patterned after classical, with some differences. But, you know, the modern smichas also speak about somebody who's, you know, most of what it says in the smicha, beside the yori yori yadin yadin, or yori yori, whatever it is, beside the classical language is, oh, this person is somebody that we know, is midos, tovos, and is yiras shemayim, or something that we're very... Again, in the licensing of this in institutions, we're not careful enough about this. But that's where that gets filtered out. The rest of it, these dinim, are more objective ones. So the question is, when it comes to mamzerim, and of course, the Ksos gets into it with geiros, right? Ger is done chabero hager. The debate, as we discussed on Thursday when it finished off, in Siman Zayin, the Ksos Siman Zayin Siv Katan Aleph, there's a debate in the Rishonim whether it's bikfia or on the basis of a kind of kibloli or something in between, right? And what the Ksos was trying to say in Siman Zayin Siv Katan Aleph was, you know, it has to be that this is not bikfia and this is kibul alike, because otherwise you need smuchim. How can you have smuchim if they're not more, if they're not able to be dayanim and dina nefashos, so not royal horos b'chol Torah kula, right? So this is the the other side of it is that if it's based on kibul alai, you know, then why doesn't it work, you know, be Yisrael if he's mekabelim? So the answer is, well, there are certain things that kibul alai doesn't help you for. Right, we need a list of that. We already had it in the Ramban when it comes to Ela Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lefneim Lefneim Velo Lefnei Arkos. We had it in the Chidush Aran Lefneim Velo Lefnei Hedyotos. Right, and we'll have to see what else there is. But basically, what the Xos is trying to suggest is, if a person's Eino Gomir, right, and it's he's an Ashera, you know, I don't mean he's really an Ashera, but that's what the Gemara says, that you know you can't make somebody something that he's not, even through Kibul Alai. So that's the Balamor that the Xos is calling. But this is the Xos' view. The question is, what about those who are cholek with the Xos? So this is the challenge. This is the innocent question that I asked Jonathan, which is, you know, there are two areas, and where do you draw the line? What I'm trying to show is that both in levels of knowledge and in terms of actual psulim, there is a huge literature, and there are seemingly all sorts of conflicting information in terms of this question. And obviously what I'm trying to suggest is that in the extremes you could say that only the things that are painfully obvious that apply to everything, as we're saying it's Roy Lahoras B'chol Torah Kula, but what we really really mean is that the Roy Lahoras B'chol Torah Kulas that are a reflection of qualities that we also understand are significant, they register, in any area. So those are the ones that are the most reasonable to say, Roy Lahoris B'chol HaTorah Kula, both on the knowledge level and on the Psule Gabra, level as well. On the other extreme, we could say, it's Exeris HaKosov, or it's whatever it is, it's the interchangeability, maybe it's the part of the Hagdara of Karlei Chacham that he has to be able to wear any hat in any Mitzvah HaTorah, or maybe that's part of the stature that other people have of him, whatever it is, or the shame, Mora Horos, shame Dayan is one shame, and therefore it applies to everybody. And then you're going to say is we don't really care about how technical it could be. Ein Roa Negarig Negayim, if it's a very specialty, technical, narrow pagam, nothing to do with the gavra, nothing to do with the way he's perceived, nothing to do with his stature. Nonetheless, this is what it is. And in between those two extremes, what we might say is it depends on the level, knowledge level, where do you draw the line in terms of this being, a shir in the gavra? And similarly, when it comes to psule gavra, which one? Okay, so it's not a pagam in momentus itself, but it's, as I say, it's a status in the shame and the gavra diet. So that's really the approach that I want to share. So just to go through some of the facts very quickly. So I want to talk about first the two ksoses and then the Milchas Chinuch. It's basically what I've just been saying. So the ksos in Siman Zayin Siv Katan Aleph discusses ger, and that we pretty much took care of, I think. His assumption is that ger is a din in Roy Lahoros B'chol Torah Kula, and then he has to be Mechadesh that a ger is mufka in the other way. I was suggesting at the end of last year that there might be a connection between these two assumptions of exos. The assumption that Roy Lahoros B'chol Torah Kula applies to ger, and the assumption that the pagam or psul of ger is not nitan to be rectified, right, on the basis of kibul alai. Because if we take, again, if we took the view that kibul alai was just pure schaibus, it's hard to explain why anything, doesn't work. Unless you say it's a kind of an asmachta at a certain point. This doesn't seem to be an asmachta. It seems like it, whatever doesn't work, alidei kibul alai, is a shiur in how intrinsically mufka, if something is a very, inherently a problematic, deficiency. So if kibul alai is, a more personal, flexible din, but it's still a din, and you're redeeming, the category, so there are limits. Right? So what I'm suggesting is that the same Ksos who thinks that Roy Lahoros, you know, applies to Ger, thinks that Ger is not redeemable in terms of Chavero Ger, Al Yidei Kiblo Alai. And there's a certain pattern in that thinking. However, the Sivas Alatar seems to say, well, you know, Ger does work for a Chavero Ger. So maybe you should, instead of looking at, you know, the glass as half, empty, look at it as half full. Meaning he's not Mufka Megeris, it's just that he can't exercise Srara over another Yisrael. Right? A Ger isn't Mufka Me, he may not even be Mufka Me Srara, he's just Mufka Me Srara over a Yisrael. So in that sense, he's not really Mufka at all. So that's a possibility. We mentioned earlier in the year, you know, that the Achronim discussed this question about Shmaya Vatalion, and a couple of you mentioned it to me in my office after the last year. Right, Shmaya Vatalion were the Zugos, and they were, you know, according to the Besorah, they were Geirim. They were part of the Bezen Hagadol. So the Achronim discusses, a lot of Achronim discuss this. If you look in the Frankel, he discusses it, in Ilchos Malachim. The Rav used to say that's why I mentioned it earlier in the year, that there are two dinim of Bezen HaGadol, right? One din of Bezen HaGadol is a din in, you know, their function as the supreme court of the Jewish people, you know, as an actual Bezdin. And then there is, the function of Bezen HaGadol as the repository of the Mesorah, and as those who also represent or embody the interests of Kal Yisrael. So the Rav thought that that's, you know, Shmaya Vavtalion, or, not necessarily involved in Din, maybe, because of their status of Ger, but there's no reason that they couldn't be, you know, part of the, not they couldn't be, they were the heads, in a way, of these other functions, these non-judicial or technically judicial functions of Bezen HaGadol. Rav thought that the din of Roy Lahoros B'chol Torah Kula is not a problem in Ger, meaning fundamentally against the Ksos, because it's a problem of Srara and Minui, not a din in Tzarpsul Gavra per se, and it certainly has nothing to do with substance. Moreover, I would just add, again, it's not even that Ger is Mufka Misrara. Ger is Mufka Misrara al Yisrael. In that sense, its whole status is a little bit more complex. So the Rav thought that the whole notion of Roy Lahoros Chol Torah Kula is not a problem when it comes to against the Ksos. Now the second Ksos is the Ksos that deals with the question of Suma Bi'achas Me'enav. Aaron, you saw it? Avram? No? Not the Isaac? Okay, so let me just do it quick because I don't want to take more time on this, but it's a really, these important chilukim. Simon Zayin Sif Katan Beis. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says that Bezen Shel Gimel, they start off with Ger, sorry. Then Beis, Mamzer Afilu Shloshtan Mamzerim Hare Eluk Sherim Ladun Lechol V'chein exactly like the Rambam in Perek Beis that we discussed before, Hilchos Sanhedrin. The question is, how do we align the Rambam in Perek Beis with the Rambam in Perek Dal? So the Ksos here goes through this issue, and then he asks, kind of Mimanav Shach, Yesh Lahakshos Bidvarav, Tashom Arminan, Le Neema Ovid Le. So on and so forth. The Suma Biakas Menov should be possible. Kedoshin and Gabi Negoim. The Kolmara Ene Akoim. Second. Vimkain Hadra Kusha Luduchta. I'm skipping a little bit. Vachin Nir de Lamanda Amar de Beinan Minatora, Bedine Mamanis Mumchim. Hainus Muchim. Imkain Vadai Tzorech Gam, Bedine Mamanis Kulach Yafa. Meaning, it can't be a balmum. That he's assuming that the pgam in Summa is not in Sanhedrin in general is not just because he's pasul benegayim, but because it's a kulach yafa. He can't be a balmum. The kamosha kasa rama perig dalid. mi Sanhedrin, de ein somchin elim kein roi lechol advarim. The summa biachad meinav ein somchin l'dinim aminus mipnei shen roi lechol advarim. That's what the Rambam says. Now I'm skipping a little bit. Lefize matzino lomar the summa b'shtei einav nami kasher b'dinim aminus. Tachshav lo binan mumchin smuchim ali b'dukam d'rabanan miu shukasay d'kamay kavdina. He's saying, listen, obviously the Rambam. The question is this: when we say that, when we speak about dine mamanis, and we say that summa biachad me'enav is permissible, are we talking about zelos v'chabalos or knossos, right, or hodos v'halvos according to Rava, meaning where you require bezin smuch can't be, because then you'd have a problem of roi lahoris v'chal torah kula. That's what the Rambam says. So if we're talking about the drabanan and bidin shlichusayu, so how do you even know that summa b'shteinav is excluded? That's the Ksos's argument. Umizehalidu, dafilu, I'm skipping, dafilu, into the next paragraph, mizehalidu, dafilu summa b'shteinav kasher, el shenichu b'teima, v'hinei lefi masha kasavnu, l'man damar b'havos min ha-torah b'inan mumchin, imkein bade gam smuchim boy. Ubinan roi lechol advarim. Bim ken kasha lama tzorech hakesha lemifsal sumin or sumin mimela mifsal min haTorah. Right? The ha-suma pasul miliksiv kulach yafa. So klomar the psul sumin afilo achshav lo binan sumchim v'shukusayu dekamoy. Basically, the Ksos is going back and forth. If we're talking about a bezdin shaldin emaminus that requires smuchim, then even summa b'yachad me'enav should be possible. If we're talking about shlichus ayu, then how do you know that even summa b'shte'enav is possible? Ve'en l'hakshus l'fi ma'a shekasav Rambam de'en somchin ad she'e roi l'chol advarim b'ha darmina b'perek zaborer kol roi ladun dine nefashos roi ladun dine mamanis mani ilim rabiosi ha'ika eid zomeim d'mamon d'kasher l'dine nefashos l'pasol l'dine mamanis. So now he's raising a different question. Another test of Roy Lahoros B'chol Tarukula. Right, according to the Gemara later on, you can have a Hechad Timtzi where you have somebody who's violated the din of Hazama, right? And is therefore Pasol Le'edus in, but only in Dine Mamanis, and he's Kasher in Dine Nefashos. Both in Edus, and therefore by extension Le'din. So the Ksos says, according to the Rambam, how could that ever be? V'habedin nefashos v'adai b'inan smuchim v'ze ein aroi l'chol advarim da pasul l'din imaminis. So here's where the Ksos finally suggests a distinction. Mishum da Rambam lo kamar ele b'psul aguf u'kamo suma kivin dein roi l'chol advarim aval ze shepsulo machmas aveira hu roi l'chol advarim al yidei tshuva Hareu kimo mi she'eno baki bimumin dehu samoch l'chol advarim kedisa perakamet Sanhedrin gabe smicha de samach rebi l'rebi yori yorebi al yater b'choros mishum d'lo biki bimumin alakiv d'eno psulaguf v'yachal yischachem bimumin hava samoch v'chein b'psula machma sabera kiv sh'yachal lachzer b'tshuva lo hava psula begufo. Then he says, okay, I'll get to then in a second. So, of course, this is very fascinating. Again, it's interesting, again, that he zeroes in on the Bekiyas part, but in the other opposite way. Meaning, you'll see in a moment, the Minchas Chinuch asked from the Gemara, how can the Gemara Abba Hava Mina Delo Chachim? Isn't that a problem of Royal Horus B'chol Torah Kula? Right? The Ksos, instead of asking a question, is proving from the Beki B'mumin part that anything that is retrievable, right, is not an intrinsic chisaron, and therefore is not a chisaron in Roy Lahoros B'chol Torah Kula. But it's fascinating that, you know, each one is kind of, you know, walking. He didn't mention it by the Chachma, even though it's the same Raya, and it's fascinating that the Minchas Chinuch didn't ask the question, we'll see in a moment, about the Bekiyas. But if you ask me, I think there's a big difference between Chachma and Bekiyas. Either way, the Ksosis formulation is based on the fact that it's accessible. And of course, that's a doubly interesting idea. He's equating two things which are very different. One is a lack of knowledge. The other, lack of knowledge or expertise. The other, of course, which is a present psul, psul gavra, but a psul gavra which is nitan lechuva. And in fact, obviously, we can understand the connection between them. Both of them efshar, that you can do something about them. You could be metaken your ignorance, and you could be metaken your avera through tshuva. But we also understand that these are totally different ideas, and you could have been mechalek in either direction, right? You could have said when it comes to knowledge, you know, that we require more or less, that it's, you know, again, you have the attunement, you have the wisdom, you have the all of that, so this is just a technicality, right? But until you do tshuva, if you have a psul gavra, you have a psul gavra. In the other direction, you could have said the opposite. Right, you could say it in either direction. Moreover, you might say that it's not about the ability to retrieve or to change as much as maybe that's a shiur in whether something is a pagam or a real psul. When it comes to psul avera, we'll hopefully get to this when we get to Zaborer, this is a major debate among the Rishonim anyway. Maybe do we see a psul gavra rasha as just a kind of a chashash sheker, in which case it isn't really intrinsic. Or even if it's a psul gavra, but it's a psul gavra which is omed latikun, or no, as long as there is a psul gavra, it's a psul gamor. You know, you remake yourself, you're like, a new person, you know, shinu ishmo ve omer eni oso ish osa osa mamasim, but you can't anticipate that until you do it. But this equation and this formulations are very, very interesting. Then he goes on to say, "Odef shar lo kamar harambam ela betchilas asmicha." Then somchenat sheiroi lechol advarim, avlim kvar nismach viachakach nifsal ezadavar shapir mahani smichaso demikar lama sheiroi ata. Like what happens if he, you know, gets amnesia, or he does a ma'isavera, or sadly he suffers some sort of physical setback. So he becomes mufka mismicha, or it's a shir in Karolei Rebbe to begin with, as we discuss. But what's fascinating is that here he's mechalek. Achamnam besuma biachas meinav afilu nistama achar smicha lo mahani asmicha ledine mamenes kiven the Sanhedrin ksiv kulachi afar yasi umum ein bach imken gamach shav achar asmicha tzarech lios menuka mikol mum. So again, if you would ask me, I would have thought maybe the opposite. You know, could just show that I'm totally off base. But he thinks that the mum, right, kulach yafa rayasi, isn't the shiur in his muksharut in receiving smicha, right? But it's a din in the actual maintenance of the status. Whereas the question of, you know, knowledge and other things, or psul avera, etc., all that depends only on the time of the smicha itself. Okay, so this is a very, very critical discussion in itself. The Minchas Chinuch, as I said, takes a slightly different, you know, even more expansive stand in one respect. This is the piece. Anybody get a chance to look? Everybody's going ahead with Pshara, or? Yeah. Joey saw it? So what does he add? I mentioned some of them. What's his main issue? He has this a couple of times. Just 1 second. I have a part of that, so I'll go a little quicker. So the Minchas Chinuch has this in a few places. O Zion and I mentioned already the Sivas about Geirus and the Rav about Geirus. Minchas Chinuch O Zion and Ches in the new, you know, Minchas Chinuchs. Second, yeah. So Haruim L'Sanhedrin. So here he speaks about Saris Mishem Abanim Zaken Muflag. That's another example. or the Zakein Muflag, that this is all Ma'akev in Dinei Nefashos. So what's the story about Dinei Mamonos? Here, I'll just read very quickly, just one piece. Here, Harambam Perek Beis Halacha Aleph Kasav Eim Amidim Sanhedrin Ben Gedol Ben Ketan El Anoshim Chachamim Nevonim Muflagim B'Chachmas HaTorah Yodim B'Shar Chachmos Rufuos V'Cheshvan Tkufos etc. Divrei Hamonim HaKashvim U'Mosif Harbe Dvarim Al HaShas V'Nir Melashon HaZed Eim Amidim D'Hu Le'ikuv. Doesn't sound like this is L'Chatchila. The Achar Zev Halacha Vav Kasav U'Mishtadlim Shia Bali Seva Bali Koma. That's Eina Le'ikuv. Fine. So basically, if that's the case, so if Ein Moshivim B'Sanhedrin, and that's Ma'akev, Zokein Muflag, Velo Saris, Velo Mishein Labanim, Pipnesh Bahem Achzarius, Benir Dehul Ikuv, the Nechsha Ben Asar Dvarim Sheish Ben Dine Mamanus, Dine Nefashos, so if that's the case, how do you explain that in Mesis, right, V'ayim Brahma Perikid Aleph Halacha Hei, the Mesis Moshivim Saris, Uhu Me'ashas, Sanhedrin Lamedov Medbeis, L'chura devadai, gam b'meisas tzorich bezin samuch, v'od harbe dvarim kamol kol dinei nefashos, rak mash nechshav b'shas achilukim. V'kiven desaris ein aroi lodun klal dinei nefashos, imkein ein aroi l'chol ha-Torah. V'kvar besi d'arambam svirulei d'ein som chemish ein aroi l'chol ha-dvarim. V'efshar d'la'achar shenismach nasa saris. Okay? V'mavur l'kaman, the Afadas Harambam im Shas Asmicha Yeroi L'chol Advarim. Unlike the Ksos, who thinks that when it comes to Mumin Shebeguf, I don't know what Ksos would say about Tsaris, right? We know what he says about Suma B'Yachas Me'enav, but you might say this is more about empathy. You know, this added empathy is necessary for Dinei Nefashos, but maybe it isn't the Shir and the Gavra Dayan or Shmo Rebbe or something like that. Okay, so that is the problem. Then he goes on. He talks in the next piece about Psulei Kahuna. What's 1 second? Hakok Sherim Ladun Dine Mamanis Lasuy Mamzer. Upasul dinin nefashos v'chein chalal. U'dinim amanus bevor behedjem b'mishna diksherim. V'nei l'dinim amanus diksherim tzarech lomar b'makom shein tzarech smuchim. Ola rabavo, d'humina Torah. Ola rava, d'rabanan. Aval dinei knasos o gzelos d'lekulam abinan smuchim v'adai psulim. Ki heich yicholim lismoch osam shein masiyan l'kuhuna kivin dein aroi l'chol dinei Torah. The Ram doesn't say Ladina Nefashos, right? But again, that's the he's taking the view that it isn't because of the Negaim part, it's Ladina Nefashos, the Mum. So again, he's equating, and I would argue that the Rambam is certainly going to be Mechalek. He's equating chalal, psulei, yichus, and all of those things with suma b'yachas me'enav, kulach yafa. I think even the ksos would be mechalik. Im kein, kiven de mamzer ki yotzum em psulim l'dinin nefashos, heik sherim l'dinin mamanes, ha'korchach tzarech lomar lo, dos v'avos, shein tzrichim smuchim, omen ha'torah b'drabanan, im kein kasha, rava, the steer and rubber. Muki the mash the Mishnah Zu, Dachodine Mamma Sakadin the Fashus Bedrisha Vakira, the Mari Bedine Knossos, Imkain Kola Mishnah, Ira Bedine Knossos, Imkain Hech Mavuar, the Hakok Sherim Lodun, Lasuye Mamzer, Dine Knossos Trichim Smuchim, Umamzer in a Samuch, Kain Roy, Lacholdine Torah. But Lomar da Rambam Sover, the Ain Somchem Elamish Roy, Lachola Droy, Maino Lachatrila, is what I mentioned before. It's running through his mind to say, oh, the Kilk is the Chatrila and Bedieve. Which is the language of the Rambam, just we don't know what the scope of that din is in the end of Perek Galin. Okay. Be'emes davar zed ma'asin l'kahuna v'adei ma'akev kein yachal liyo samu klal v'perik beis kasav halachates the ger mamzer suma b'achas mein of kasher v'ashen kim b'sanhedrin yuragam kein de'b'chol bezin shal gimel ayri afil b'dinei knasos v'en yodei hech mamzer v'ger yukshirim l'dinei knasos ha'psul m'dinei nefashos afilu ager sh'ima m'yisrael the kim in the puzzle d'inei nefashos even dine knossos v'tzarch even gadol b'dvar melu shuvra isi b'ktsos sheheir k'tas b'zeh. Okay, then again Sivkot and Yud, he doesn't let it go. Well, if he masha kasavti who had been right bezin shel dine knossos. Again, this against the Kselah. Im haya b'sanhedrin v'achkach noled b'mum gam kein pasul. If you're in a Sanhedrin dina nefashos, in other words, ach l'dine mominis kasher kivchoy b'shas atzmicha roi v'achshav roi gam kein l'din ze eno nifsal mikach se shen roi l'chal advarit da'ikar b'shas atzmicha kein nir mitzad asvara. The chen kosa balak sos sham, that isn't exactly true, right? The ksos says it by, you know, some of the dinim, but not lahalacha by hinach yafar rayasi, right? Ubesov dvarav sof sif katan base yesham to sofer shakasa dinim maminis v'tzarach lios dinim nefashos. He argues that the ksos, we have a textual error in the ksos. It doesn't read that way at all. In the ksos, it reads that there's a difference between two dinim of roi lahoris b'chol tarakula. The summa biachas mein of shava lebalmum kamosha kasafti linyan dina nefashos. It's inconceivable for him that somebody who received smicha, right, and then became a summa biachas mein of would be pasul dina mamunus according to the Rambam. But that's exactly what the Ksos really seems to say. Okay, so again, I think we made the point strongly enough that. So then I just wanted to quote the part that, how did I miss that? Just 1 second. Where he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's interesting that he only asks from the Chochmah part and not from the Bekiyas, the Mumin part. That was my diuk. Do you have that?
The Inyan Avin Divrei
Rambam. Yeah, where's that? Which number?
Before Gimel.
Before Gimel. Excellent, very good. He's talking about Roy Lahoris in the beginning. That's the first time he talks about it, right? The Eini Mevin Divrei Rambam, the Ein Somchan Ladav Rechadat Shi Roy Lachal Advarim, Ul Divrei Lecha Mishnah Hume Yerushalmi, Var Gemara Didam Sanhedrin, Mevor Lehefech, Amra Pchil Rabbi Ben Achosi, Hainu Rav, Nachas Lebabel Yori Yori Yodin Yodin, Yatir Bechor Sal Yatir, Makchinam Bechor Sal Yatir, Mai Taimi Mishim Delo Chachi, Makachim Tuba, Ele Mishim Delo Baki, now this I think this is my diog, right? A little bit in the Ksos too. Why is he only asking from Lochachim and not asking also from Lomaki? Right? Ask from both. Im Kain and Aroy Lachol Dine Torah. Behech As Mechel Adinim Yadim. Hakol Shein Aroy Lachol Torah and So Mechel Davarachov. It's Archiyun. Efshar Dadifa Minei Kamar Hachachim. But what happened to Baki? Right? It sounds like he's not bothered by Baki. Right? It also sounds like the Ksos wasn't bothered so much by Baki, even though both were bothered by Chacham. For the Ksos, the Chacham proves that accessible knowledge is not a ma'akev. What will the Ksos do with the Rambam? You know, before Halacha Yud, where he's clearly talking about knowledgeability in other areas. So I would suggest that what he means is that everybody agrees that he has to have knowledge of the major principles. But I'm going back to what I said before. I think there are three basic levels. One is, you know, the fact that he has, you know, this attunement to the total system and so on. That's indispensable. Certainly that's part of the story of the Yerushalmi and Chagiga. And the Rambam, in Ilchos Sanhedrin, before he mentions any personal pagamim, then there's the question of just knowing all the dinim, right? Being able to take a bechina on Hilchos Bechoros, you know, at any point, right? Or maybe even right before he got his smicha. But he knows the yesodos and the principles. And then the third level is, as you say, the, you know, spending the time on the farm, you know, reading the anatomy books, you know, or the biology books, you know, about the vegetables and Kates and Mavarchin, and so on, and so forth. So where you draw the line there, and where you draw the line in the other ones, you know, Cholol, Mumim, Achzarius, Summa Biachas Meinav, Ger, etc., you know, becomes a very important issue. Okay, so that is in terms of, and again, part of the answer, part of the assumption of both the Xos and the Minchas Kinos question, like the Radvaz, is that this whole Shaka Vitari of the Gemara here, which is about Nasi Vareish Galusa, is relevant to classical Smicha, which is the view of the Rambam in Pirshim Shnayis of Choros, but didn't have to be the view of the Rambam in Nukhas Sanhedrin, meaning in Nukhas Sanhedrin, the Rambam only mentions this in the context of classical Smicha of Kol Torah Kula. And as far as the question of whether or not it applies to the Talmud Al-Yora, Elam Kein Natal Rishos, that, as we say, is a discussion between the Rama in his Tshuva and the Rama's final conclusion. Okay. Oh, I said my time, so I didn't know it was going to take that long. Okay. That's number one. Secondly, again, to remind everybody, tomorrow we're going to have at 1 o'clock, and we're trying to finish up some of the Shulchan Aruch issues, and then we're going to have you know, the regular Hashkafa Shir. And then Tuesday we're starting with the Gemara about Shara. Okay? So, yeah. Okay, that was point number one. Number two, Ariel brought to my attention, and it was actually on my list as well, and we'll talk more about it when we do some Shulchan Aruch things, and that is that there's a very interesting juxtaposition. Is he here, Ariel? No. David, do you want to take it over instead? Oh. Since you're, you know, his neighbor. In the Hagos Maimonides of the in Hagos Maimonides and Nukhas Talmud Torah, there's a very interesting connection, right, between two dinim which on the surface seem to be unrelated. Anybody know? I think somebody else mentioned it to me also. Avrami? Looks like you're volunteering. Yeah, exactly. You have the language? Oh. So in Hilchos Talmud, do I have it? No, I don't have my Rambams. Oh, and even your Rambams, you know, don't extend to that. Does somebody have the language, the Gos Maimonides? And of course, this din of Dover Tamua is a fascinating halach. In other words, we spent time trying to figure out the din of Talmud al Yora bimkom Rabo, right? And we've tried to show that, you know, while some think it's only a din in Kavod, right, there are others who believe that either it's, you know, either it's a din in kavod and a din in substance, or the reason that it's a din in kavod is because there is a substantive element, or maybe even it's predominantly a din in substance, right? How you integrate the Gemara in Ksuvis, right, Afkerusa and Siyata Deshmaya, and so on, and so forth, and how we, how with various ways that we've understood the Gemara. And we'll add a few other points. But the Gos Maimonides is a great example, the question of Mechila, right, it's part of that discussion as well. So the Gos Maimonides, anybody have it or not? Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
Rav Kiya b'mume, v'shari mume d'lo yada inshi.
Yeah.
V'amr k'agam hashara rav v'asur l'mishra v'mum over.
Yeah, hold off for a second, and then we'll read it one more second. So Adam, what's he doing? He's equating the halacha that you Talmud cannot be mora halacha liftei rabo, right, which one could have thought was just a din in kavod, right, with the halacha that a Talmud chacham who has, you know, specialized insight, right, and a unique or singular perspective due to his, you know, excessive stature, right, which is a good thing, right, that such an individual has to be very careful in paskening, because he must inadvertently be machshel as harabim by, you know, the tamua psak, which isn't tamua to him. Let's assume that he's the implication here, both the paradigm of Rav and the way that it's being formulated, is that it's the correct psak, it's the authentic psak. But it's a psak which is a little bit out of the box, and which other people, right, you know, would have difficulty, you know, coming to or reconstructing. So on the surface, ma inyan, you know, dover tamua le inyan lifnei rabo. If lifnei rabo is purely a din of kabod, then has nothing to do at all with a tamua psak. Now, of course, again, it's rooted in the Gemara that we you know, we talked about, that same Gemara, Rav. Rav didn't get smicha for Yatar Bechor, not because he wasn't Chachem, not because he wasn't Bekia, right? You know, we're really impressed with all that time he spent on the farm. Rav, you know, we didn't give him Yatar Bechor because we were afraid he was too good, right? And that his psakim would be perceived in a revolutionary way, and they would be have a net counterproductive impact by virtue of their being so sophisticated. Right? That's what the Gemara says. And then if you keep going, Adam, go ahead. And then he quotes some other Gemaras. Go ahead. We talked about this when we started the Zman. I gave some of the Gemara Nehruvin, a few other Gemaras. Go ahead. Yeah. Keep going. Meaning, you can have an authentic psak. This is a very important principle. Meaning, asu siag la Torah in a way, or being careful how you formulate a psak. That's part of the Elam Kenato versus Mirabo story, right? How people perceive your psak. It's not enough to be right, to be correct. Being correct is a necessary, but not necessarily a sufficient, you know, requirement in psak. You have to also be responsible, and you also have to be roa es hanolad. Right? You have a commitment to the way that things are going to be perceived. Again, no one knows the future, and no one's infallible. But according to the best of our, you know, ability, right, we have to exercise responsibility. So even the best posek sometimes, you know, has to be reined in. Now again, what does this mean? Does it mean only you know, we refrain from certain kulas? You know, we discussed this already. We don't need to repeat it. You know what the implications are. But that is that the end of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the equation of these two things, Talmud al Yorad lifnei rabo, and Talmud Chacham al yored davar tamua, right, doesn't make any sense if we were dealing with pure kavod. And in fact, that's what the Hagos Maimonides himself says, right? I mean, he says basically the problem is that you have to look in psak not only to the present, you know, but to the impact on the future. So what he really seems to be saying is that even if this particular Talmud, you know, who would be mora hora bifnei rabo, would be totally correct, right, the impact in terms of methodology and hierarchy in terms of the system, right, is something which precludes that from happening. In other words, there is and this, by the way, works very nicely because it's part of the, you know, the story of Biata Bekutcha, you know, and the view of the Rishonim, including the Hagos Maimonides here and the Bali Tosis. We discussed this already. Right, Biata Bekutcha is a shir in Hora, in Psak, for sure. How do you define it? Degree of difficulty, whether there is any kind of objective, you know, Elu ve'elu leeway, what exactly is it? So some of the Rishonim, Bali Tosis and Hagos Maimonides, of course, in that part too, is that it depends on the perception of the Shoel. And he also says there, correct? You have it? Just like the Bali Tosis, our printed Tosis, in Erevin, and, you know, Tosa Rush, and the Rush here, right? It depends, it didn't have to depend on the Shoel, in theory, could depend objectively on the question, right? How difficult, what level of difficulty, or, you know, to what extent is there, you know, a range of positions such that this is more of a psak as opposed to a mar mokom or a, you know, zil kor bei rav kind of a thing. A leitmotif in this sugya, right? You have a line?
Yeah.
You have it, Robbie? Yeah. So some of the Rishonim say that it depends on the objective difficulty of the problem, the issue, or how mefurash it is, whether there is a machlokes, whether there's presently a machlokes. That's also part of the development of halacha. But we'll still have to discuss that when we sum up tomorrow. The smak tzirich, which is quoted by some of the Rishonim as well, the Marban quoted by the Marik and the Orchas Chaim and the Lechet Mishnah. You know, Bizman HaZem, when you have books, you know, what impact does that have on some of these issues? We'll discuss that tomorrow a little bit. But if it depends on the perception of the Shoel, well, what does that have to do with anything? All right, that determines objectively whether something is a Hora'ah or a Marmako, maybe, right? Maybe. It does certainly doesn't dictate objectively the quality of the psak per se. But it can impact on attitudinally on the perspective of the shoels, you know, in terms of the methodology of psak. In other words, if I can ask this question to this, you know, lesser authority or somebody in the hierarchy who's not on this level, you know, then I can ask him the next question too. I think that's an important, that's, I don't see any difference between that and aguna, right? Or, you know, after, you know, end of life questions, right? It's bia tova klitcha. Like, what could be more complicated? So, the idea that you know, part of the story of Tamil Yoru Bifde Rabo is not just the immediate, it's not just kabod, and it's not just you know, this particular psak, but that it is a perspective going forward on psak is what unites in common these two psakim that the Agos Mamunios integrates. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right. I think that the kavod element in some of this, according to some Rishonim, this we'll see a little more hopefully tomorrow also, something I was saying, you know, the other day as well. Meaning, there, if it wasn't for the fact there was a substantive element, there wouldn't be a kavod element as much. Meaning, part of the reason that there's a kavod element is because this is considered not just mar makom, you know, in some sort of neutral way, but that it is, you know, it has consequence. It's a consequential statement, and this, and it also goes in the other direction, too. In other words, not only does consequence or the perception of consequence impact on the kavod, but the kavod question also impacts, as we've said all along, on the methodology. Meaning, if you don't have to have kavod, if there's no hierarchy, and, you know, that isn't kind of built into it, it's just, you know, ish kol yashar be'einav, it doesn't matter, he has a title, no, rabbi's a rabbi, right? So, you know, if it doesn't matter, oh, he's the teacher, you know, he learned that procedure, you know, that he's, you know, Dr. Christian, you know, Barnard, is that his name? No? Yeah? First guy for the pioneer of heart transplants? Christian Barnard, wasn't it? No? Anyways. What?
Put it on the Mikoros.
Put it on the Mikoros. He did all the, like the first 20, you know, real heart transplant surgeries. Something like that. Anybody?
Yeah.
Got him?
Yeah.
He was a pioneer, right?
First.
What does it say?
World's first successful human-to-human heart transplant.
Yeah. So he did all of the first. He did like the first 10, practically. I don't know about that, whatever. But meaning, he was the pioneer. So if you don't have that, he's a doctor, right? So what I'm trying to say is that there is, of course, kavod is kavod, and quality of psak is quality of psak, And I'm also suggesting that in some of these sugyas, we really see, according to some Rishonim, we see just this, and it's just that, and you can isolate them. But there's a larger group of Rishonim in which we're seeing that if it weren't for the fact that this is a consequential area, then it wouldn't register in terms of Kavod. Who cares? You know, it's just a technical point. And if it wasn't, and that, again, that's a little bit part of the story, Tzurba Drabbanan Chazya L'Nafshe, because no one thinks you know, what you do in your home, you know, is a lack of kavod, you know, to the Rebbe, right? It's understood. It's a more informal, you know, again, the way some Rishonim and some Achronim say, there's Mechila. Tzurba Drabbanan, it's his kitchen, you know, let him go. You know, it's not a challenge, but it's more than that. It's an informal, what I do in my kitchen, you know, and I know that I'm competent, and the Rebbe knows I'm competent too, is not a lack of kavod, and it also doesn't have further implications, substantive kavod-wise, and the overlap of the two, in terms of, you know, the future of a methodology of asking questions. So I do think that there's an overlap. Okay, so what I want to finish up with is, I still want to speak a little bit more about the relationship between Iser v'Heter and especially Dini Mamonis and some of these issues. It comes up again in the Marik, in that same piece. I want to talk about it a little bit. Actually, it comes up in Piskei Tshuva and Siman Reish Mem Beis, also with regard to Shasui Al Yoreh, whether that is only Iser v'Heter or also in Dini Mamonis. And of course, we had it with the Rambam and the Mabit. I want to speak a little bit more about that. I want to speak about the impact of books. Just very, you know, quickly. But the Orchis Chaim, the Smak, Isaac pointed out to me, the Smak Tzirik is quoted in the Kamai. Do you remember the page number? It's a little bit different than the Orchis Chaim. But of course, what is it?
Samach.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that quickly, and the Lecha Mishnah, and the, you know, because that's an important issue as well. And then just, you know, some of the points in Erevin, some of which we've been touching on anyway, Talmud, Chaber, not extensively, because it'll just take too long. But I just want to give one more stab tomorrow on that, and then also we'll try to speak about the Chelek and stuff, and then Tuesday we're going to start with the Sugya of Pshara. And probably I'll give you Marmakamos. Okay.